DeSantis versus the mouse. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. A new round in Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' battle with the Disney company over the state's so-called Don't Say Gay bill. Fox's Eben Brown joining us live from Florida.
Roger, Florida's state house votes today to possibly eliminate the Reedy Creek Improvement District, which since 1967 grants Disney self-governance. The state Senate passed the bill Wednesday. Wilton Simpson is the Senate president.
Anytime one of our large corporations with special opportunities in this state shine more light on themselves than maybe they wish they had of, we then as a legislature will take a look at what is actually in this document.
The push to rescind Disney's special status is a reaction to the company's chief executive promising to use the corporation's muscle to repeal Florida's new law prohibiting gender and sex ed in early elementary school, Roger.
And Evan, word is President Biden will announce another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. He speaks at the White House this morning. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his forces not to storm a steel plant in Mariupol, where soldiers and civilians are making a last stand and asking for help.
A Ukrainian military commander was able to release a video begging for some type of rescue and extraction plan, even asking President Biden to rescue them, saying this video might be the last of their lives.
Fox's Matt Finn in Ukraine. Today, New Jersey joins the list of states where it's okay to sell recreational marijuana.
The start of sales comes days after a state commission okayed companies to take the final steps. One Jersey resident says other states are doing it, so
you have to start it and then fix it as you go along.
Seven companies will operate in 13 towns.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Doctors expect the cop outside New York City to recover from a gunshot wound he received while trying to arrest gun suspects yesterday. Fox's Sue Guzman with more.
Veteran police officers in critical but stable condition after being shot in the abdomen by a suspect while he was conducting an investigation into illegal firearms. The FBI Westchester Safe Streets Task Force, that includes members of the Yonkers Police Force, was on patrol when a suspect being detained opened fire, striking the officer in the stomach. A federal agent then shot and killed the 28-year-old suspect. Two illegal firearms were recovered. The injured detective, who was not identified, was reportedly set to retire next week. In New York, I'm Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Many football fans were happy when Tom Brady decided to unretire, but not one man who had purchased what he thought was Brady's last touchdown ball.
Leland's Auctions last week confirmed that a mutual agreement was reached between the auction house, the consigner, and the buyer of Tom Brady's touchdown pass to Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers NFC Division Round loss to the LA Rams. That pass, the final of Brady's career upon announcing his retirement, leading Miami real estate broker Ron Furman to drop $518,000 for that valuable piece of memorabilia, but the value plummeting after Brady decided not to hang it up.
I had to look at it again. Is this possible? How could this be happening?
Furman speaking to Inside Edition. Lucky for Furman, no money was exchanged. Asked if he'll be on the market for another final ball if the seven-time Super Bowl champ decides to make his retirement official.
If a wide receiver throws it into the crowd again, I'm going to be bidding on that ball.
Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A Florida man who wrote the bestseller Lizard King sentenced to 7 months in federal prison for illegally trafficking turtles. They were billed as being bred in captivity when they were not. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.